Wasatch County Planning Commission forwarded a favorable recommendation regarding approval of a master plan for Cove Point Resort at their meeting Thursday evening. The nearly 120-acre area is located on the southern end of the Jordanelle Reservoir on the north side of Highway 35 and just east of the Sorenson annexation. The proposed resort would have 89 RV spaces, 20 small cabins, 40 glamping sites, a restaurant, conference center, and storage units. Planning Commissioner Mark Hendricks expressed his support of the proposal.
I think this is a good idea for the county, the broader community, this type of use. I think the location is great for that. Generally, specifically, the details need to be worked out. But I'm very supportive of this.
While the Planning Commission did unanimously recommend approval to the County Council, they did have some concerns that they wanted addressed. One was the fact that the resort did not yet have plans to fill a requirement to connect to public trails. Paul Berg, representing the applicant, explained their current issue with that request.
One of the reasons that we didn't show other trails is we had reviewed the Sorenson Master Plan to the west of us, which just shows that area is open space, so we knew there wasn't any development that we needed to connect into. North of us is property associated with the Jordanelle Reservoir, so that didn't really leave us with anywhere to connect to, but we'll work with staff to see what we need to do to bring it in compliance.
Another issue raised by the Planning Commission was regarding future patrons' likely desire to access the lake from the resort. Berg says they'll work with Jordanelle State Park on the issue.
Sometimes the state park says, hey, we want you to enter at a controlled access, so one of their boat ramps or one of their other places. I think that's the only thing we'd have to work out is if they would allow us to build a path through their property to get to the lake. Otherwise, they usually want them to go through a controlled access.
If users are unable to access the reservoir from the resort, the commission recommended signage to prevent patrons from wandering down to the water's edge. Berg also said they'll be asking the Wasatch County Council to approve 5 employee housing units on site.
That will allow for our glamping operator, our conference center and restaurant operator, and then to have 3 employee housing units for the RV park, one for each 8-hour shift. If they approve that, then that shapes our affordable housing strategy. If they cut those number of units back, then that will also influence our strategy. But once we have their decision, it will help us to put a plan together for preliminary.
While all amenities would be open during the summer, glamping would not be available during winter. Using other RV campgrounds as a reference, they expect to be at 25% capacity during winters. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.